Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is Anita, and I have Doc Bill sitting in the studio with me. So excited to have you back in the studio, Doc Bill. I missed you.
I'm good to be back. Let the good times roll.
Absolutely, let the good times roll, especially when you're talking about Lafayette, Louisiana, because it is known as the happiest city in America. So it's all about fun, letting the good times roll, great music, great food, friendly, very welcoming people. Hey, it's all of that, and a lot of great cultural things as well.
Well, it is. It's one of the, you know, this is an area where people, they party. Partying means a bit more to them than just it's a celebration of life, and it's tightly woven into their culture. And when people think of parties, the best thing that they think about in the United States is they think about the concept of Mardi Gras.
That's right, Mardi Gras, and it's really all about community. That is one of the things that really stood out to me, because I was just there for Mardi Gras in Lafayette, Louisiana, as well as in Eunice, another city that's not too far away from Lafayette, and we'll talk a little bit about the difference in the Mardi Gras there, but you're absolutely right. It's about community. It's about family. It's about sharing and coming together, and that really is what Mardi Gras is all about.
Well, yes, you mentioned Eunice. Exactly where is Eunice?
Well, Eunice is a city that is just about maybe an hour outside of Lafayette, so it's really close by, and it's a small city. It's known as the Prairie Cajun capital of Louisiana, so it's a small city, and when you talk about that Cajun culture of people coming together, Mardi Gras there is all about that. It's a town with many traditions, and including on Saturday mornings, they will have jam sessions between old-timers and newcomers at some of the local music centers, and they just it's all about, like you just mentioned, letting the good times roll and having that good time. And we think of parties as kind of being like, oh, wow, wow, just kind of like wild parties. But really for them, it is about that community coming together. Now, Mardi Gras in Eunice is quite different. It is tradition of begging for gumbo ingredients, which is kind of interesting because back traditionally, what they would do is they would go around to their neighbors' homes with hands stretched out, asking for either food items or coins or something like that to help, because the people were very poor. And today they dress in costumes that are made of clothes that are fabric that is tattered and torn to represent the poor, the peasants at that time. And they also wear screen masks to cover their identity because there was a saving face part of it. You know, they were not wanting to be known as to who they were when they were going and doing the begging and asking for these things to go in and be part of the gumbo. But the thing was that the gumbo then was shared among the community. So again, you see that community coming in.
Well, it's true. I mean, all cultures, you have that here in parts of North Georgia when they would have a pig rendering was the same thing. The community came together, and, when a pig was given up and people pitched in what they had, and that pig was shared in the community. People got different parts of it, and people put up different parts of it.
Well, they have something very similar there called a boucherie, which is where the community comes together again. A pig is slaughtered, and different people cook different parts of it. The chefs come together, and they cook every part of it. So I had a chance to have pig back stew, which was very tasty, had crackling, which is very popular there, and a lot of other different things, too. They made hog cake cheese, which I know it's one of your favorites. They made Bodin sausage, so a little bit of everything was made from that pig.
True. So Mardi Gras, I mean, people think about it. They think of the music. They think of people dancing in the streets. They think of the bands playing. Did you see that most of those events when you were down there?
Not in Eunice. In Eunice, what you see there more is people going by horseback, going from, again, house to house, asking for things. So the same thing you see now, people have on costumes, they are masks, and they're going throughout the neighborhood on horseback or on foot. And some people are also on trailers, too, but they're not throwing the beads like what you would see in New Orleans or what you're accustomed to thinking of when you think of Mardi Gras. You don't see that there. And they wear these tall hats called capuchons. I may be mispronouncing that a little bit because my French is a little bit rusty, but they're worn and they're decorated with the shredded fabric as well. So it's all a part of kind of reliving that tradition that goes back generations and generations.
Oh, wow. And how about a Fat Tuesday?
Well, Fat Tuesday is exactly when they celebrate Mardi Gras there as well. So all of this is taking place on Fat Tuesday, on Mardi Gras Day. The community's coming together. And I'll tell you, when I was there in Eunice, one of the things that I was just noticing is just how everybody seemed to know everybody. And everybody was going from horses to horses, or if they had trailers, trailer to trailer, talking and greeting each other and sharing food. And something really fun that they do there is they have something called a chicken run. So a chicken is released and people chase it. and the person who catches it is supposed to make the gumbo. And that chicken is shared among the community. They had several of those chicken runs. So as we were going along the parade route, we would stop and have a chicken run. Someone would catch the chicken, and then we'd start back again. So it was really fun to see how they are keeping that tradition alive as well. Because, of course, nowadays the gumbo and everything is already ready when the parade and everything is over and you come back.
So now we know why the chicken crossed the road.
Trying to get away and not be caught for Mardi Gras. Absolutely. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And we're talking about Mardi Gras because I just spent Mardi Gras in Lafayette, Louisiana, and Eunice, Louisiana as well. So, Doc, but it's a little bit different now in Lafayette. Looks a little bit more like maybe what you would see in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, that's when people think of the classic Mardi Gras, that type of setting with people going through the streets and people dancing and the beads being thrown.
Well, absolutely. They do think of that. And we had a chance to really celebrate Mardi Gras leading up to Fat Tuesday because there are a lot of activities that go on prior to that. There are several floats that take place and parades that take place, also walking parades. The first night when we arrived on Friday, we took part in a walking parade that was a whole process of getting to this one place where then there was this huge concert. People were dancing, having a great time, eating, drinking, having fun. And we walked along with them, and we were headed to Warehouse 525, where there was great music by a band called the New Natives Brass Band and the Lost Bayou Ramblers. And they're actually Grammy winners. They just won a Grammy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So we got a chance to hear them. I actually heard them in New York when I was there for the New York Times Travel Show. I went to a Lafayette event there as well. So I have had a lot of fun hanging out with the people from Lafayette. They're great folks there. Now, on the next night, on Saturday night, we attended something called a Crew Bonaparte Parade. And it's one of Lafayette's largest crews, with large floats and lots of actions with bees kind of flying off the floats and people catching them and hands stretched out in the air. I mean, a lot of energy is going on. High school bands are marching, the majorettes and the people playing songs as they march along. A lot of fun, Doc Bill.
And beads.
And lots of beads, lots and lots of beads. And I didn't know this, but bees have a certain hierarchy, too. There are certain bees that are more valuable the larger the beads. And I found out, too, that there are some really, really large beads that are shared and thrown as well. I got a couple of those.
Oh, that's neat to know.
Yeah, it's very neat to know. Now, I know you've heard of the king cake.
Oh, yeah. The king cake is something that's a tradition. And everyone, they get a cake, and the cake's cut open, and the person that finds the king in the cake, which actually is a baby in the cake,
yes.
You have a tradition that goes with that.
Absolutely. So that person is supposed to buy the next king cake. But, you know, nowadays they are not actually cooking the baby in the cake. So the baby is outside. So probably still if you get that slice that is close to the baby, I guess that means that you have to get the next king cake. But, hey, I wouldn't mind buying the next king cake. Those things are pretty good.
They are. I mean, you don't have to be from Lafayette. You can find king cakes all around the country. Even the local grocery stores a lot of times will have them this time of year during the Mardi Gras.
Well, absolutely. And we had a chance to actually ride on one of the floats in the Mardi Gras parade in Lafayette on Fat Tuesday. We rode on the float with Jim Richard, who is the owner of the Cajun Comic Relief, and had a great time. We threw so many bees. The parade lasted for about 3 hours, and I tell you, it was so fun to see the expression on people's faces when they were getting those bees. It really means a lot. This is a tradition that is really, really very heartfelt, very deep tradition. And, hey, I had a chance to be on one of the floats. I'd always wanted to do that, so a dream come true. Now, we've got to take another break here. And, again, as we are going out, I want you to listen to the music of the Lost Bayou Ramblers. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.